This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morningstar Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra begins a new series titled, Stay Within Your Boundaries. Let's join in.
I want to tell the Bible is the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 23. Now, the Bible talks about God talking to Israel, talking to his children. I want to read from verse 28. It says, and I will send hornets before thee. Hornets are like bees or insects that can sting like bees, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. Next verse, 29. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate. In other words, empty. And the beasts of the field multiply against thee. 30. By little and little, I will drive them out until thou be increased and inherit the land. 31. And I will fix your boundaries from the Red Sea unto the sea of the Philistines, and from the desert to the river. And I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou shalt drive them out from before thee. Amen. God said, I will set your bounds. Look at someone and say, I'll set your bounds. God said to Israel, I'm going to set your boundaries. I remember when I was a kid, my father always would say, don't go outside the four walls of this house. Stay here. Always. And if my dad came home and you had gone out of the four walls of the house, you are in trouble. Because he set the boundaries. And he said, you can go everywhere. You can go upstairs. You can go downstairs. You can go to the garden. You can go to the garage. You can go to the boys' quarters. You can come to the front. You can go to the side. You can even go and jump on the roof. But just make sure that you don't cross your boundaries. Remain in it. Now I want to share on the subject, stay within your boundaries. He said, I'll set your boundaries from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines. So there are 4 points. From the desert to the river. He said, I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into thy hands, and you shall drive them out from before thee. So God said, if you stay within your boundaries, you will have the victory. Just make sure that you stay within your boundaries. Now, the background to this story was that, you know, God sent Moses to go and deliver Israel from Egypt. And he gave Moses a promise to give to Israel. At that time, Israel itself had never seen God or heard God before. In Exodus 3:8, God told Moses, go and tell them, I have come down to deliver them, to bring them up out of that land, into a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And do you know how God came down? God came down through a pastor called Moses that he sent to the people. He didn't come down himself physically. He sent a human being. He said, I am come down. But how did he come down? He sent a man of God. Are you understanding me? And that man of God that came, God was using him to be a blessing to the people. So Moses went and Israel was delivered out of the hand of Pharaoh. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 4, when they crossed the Red Sea, then Moses went up to Mount Sinai for another meeting. God said to Moses in Exodus 19, verse 4, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all nations. And you shall be unto me, verse 6 says, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. So God said to the people, he said, just tell them to be obedient. And he said, I will make them kings and priests. kings to rule and priests to serve. So Moses went down and told the people that that's what God has said. Then God said to Moses, now I want to talk to the people myself, face to face. So this time, bring them down to Mount Sinai again. But this time, build some kind of wall around. And he said, and I'll come down upon Mount Sinai, and I will speak, and they shall hear my voice. Ask a question. There must come a point in your life when you yourself, you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. After this time, all that they were hearing was the voice of Moses. But God said to them, there comes a point in your Christian life when you must hear the Holy Spirit himself also talking to you. Very important. You cannot progress much in the Christian walk if you cannot hear the voice of the Spirit. It's not possible. So I believe that this is something that all of us must yearn. You must yearn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit because he speaks. And there are many things he wants to say to you. In Luke 16, 12, Jesus said, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, verse 13, he said, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. There are many things about you that are not recorded in the Bible. Are you understanding me? For example, the name of the person you should marry is not in the Bible. It's only the Holy Spirit who can tell you something like that. Anyway, so the people came and they heard the voice of God for the first time. Then when they came, God repeated his promise to them again. He said, I am taking you into that land that I spoke about. He said, I will fix your boundaries. And one thing I've noticed in our walk with God is that when you walk with God, God will keep on repeating his promises. Sometimes there will be no sign that the promise is coming to pass. But you can have a dream that you had when you were 12 years old, and the dream keeps on repeating itself. Keeps on repeating itself. Meanwhile, there is nothing that shows that that dream is coming to pass. The reason is that God repeats the dream and repeats himself so that you are encouraged. I remember I was going to Dr. Ben's house, and I didn't know the place, and I was on the road. But every about 10 or 15 minutes, he will call me, and he will ask me, oh, so what do you see? And I'll say, oh, I see this. He said, okay, that's good. Keep on coming. You're on the right road. And I realized that as he kept on calling me, it helped me to focus on being on the road, although I don't reach my destination. But the constant calling and reassurance, it helped me to keep to the road. So God talks to you from time to time just to reassure you so that in case you feel the road is too long and you want to make a turn, that repetition helps you to be focused and still be on the road. So he repeated the promise again. But if you look at the scripture that I just read, there were four things that God said they had to do to inherit the land. And the landers, whatever promise that God has given to you. Are you understanding me? Then he promised them a piece of land. But for you, he may have promised you something else. I mean, different things. But that was the land. It was their inheritance. And once you come to Christ, you have an inheritance. So I want us to examine the four things that God said they needed to be able to get to that promised land. Amen. Number one, he said you are going to need grace. She just want to say grace. Grace means the help of God. Why am I saying that? In verse 28, he said, I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. So God said to Israel that on the road to the promised land, there are some battles and some people you will meet. You cannot fight them yourself. You have only to be still, and God will fight for you. Amen. So God said, you don't have to fight the Hivites. You don't have to fight the Canaanites. You don't have to fight the Hittites. He said, those people, I myself will take care of them. And he said, I will send hornets before you. These were bees. The grace of God can manifest in so many ways. God can use bees to help you. Do you know that animals can help you? And animals also can be against you. I remember one day I sat in my car, I parked under a tree, I went to visit Pastor Brian. I wanted to have a chat with him, and I came back into the car. But it was hot, so I rolled down my window. So I just started my car. When I started the car, and I started going, suddenly I felt something in my trousers climbing up, moving. I thought it was a snake in my trousers. It entered from here. I even forgot I was driving. Serious. I forgot I was driving. Luckily for me, there was some bush. So the car just went off the road and went into the bush. My whole mind was, what is this that has climbed up my trousers? I opened the door and jumped down. And I held that thing and hit it. And you know what came out? A big fat lizard. And I realized that that day, even the lizards, they were against me. The lizards were against me, but the bushes were for me. God used the bushes to hold the car, and there was no accident. I came out safe. Do you know what I experienced? The grace of God. The devil used the lizard, but God used the bush. May the bushes help you this year. I said, may the bushes help you this year. May the rocks help you this year. May the birds help you this year. Of God.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this exciting message.
You are here, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God, or you are a backslider, and you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Dear Pastor, thank you so much for your prayer last week. During the service last week, you read a few testimonies of people who had received blessings from God. As you prayed with them, you read a particular one in which someone secured a new and well-paid job. You asked the congregation to ask God for a change of job if they didn't like their present jobs. Well, I was in church and believed God when you were praying. After your prayer last week, I have secured a new well-paid job. And I give God the glory.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app, on the go with a word.
God speaks through dreams. The devil can also speak through dreams.
Can you explain why someone would amputate the hands of his own sister because of a dream?
See somebody that you know in the dream. Number one, it could be the person himself. Number two, it could be his spirit. Number three, it could be a familiar spirit.
Through deception, familiar spirits have destroyed businesses, marriages, families, and even churches.
You cannot tell that which is false by using your eyes.
By using scriptures, visions, and personal experience, Kakabading puts in your hands keys that will help you understand, identify, and defeat familiar spirits. You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Revealed Unmasking Familiar Spirits at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabading.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. That's +233 20 75 75 215. We also deliver worldwide.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.